escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, we thought it would be a good idea to go across the pond to find a little music from you two, of course. Welcome back. This is the second hour of At Your Service tonight. My name is Dave Simon, certified financial planner by day and intellectual conversationalist by night or something like that. So anyway, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out this evening and tune us in here on KMOX. And we're just having just a wonderful time here in the first hour, giving you a little bit of my kind of how I see things with the Cardinals, because, you know, I'm such a sports expert, right? And my own personal story from more than a decade ago, my golfing story with Albert Pujols, and then we got into some financial-related things. I'll circle back, since I do that for a living, and kind of dig into the period that we're going through right now and what we might expect. But I did want to touch on now the big news. Not unexpected, of course. I think a lot of people were thinking, you know, it's probably could be any day, any week, any month that Queen Elizabeth will be passing away at 96 years old. She was starting to obviously look more frail because she's 96. That stuff kind of happens. But I just read a tweet that I never even thought about. Do you know that her reign covers about 30% of the history of the United States of America? Think about that for a second. Not quite a third, but 30%. That's how long she has been Queen Elizabeth. But now we have Prince Charles turning into King Charles, which, as my wife pointed out, because she is such a dog aficionado and we have to watch the dog championships every February from Madison Square Garden. She knows every breed. And she says, oh, that's so funny, King Charles. I'm like, okay, why is that funny? Because that's a breed. It's the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. Oh, of course, you would know that. But I'm thinking that's kind of a cool name, actually. He should actually go by that. Hello, I am Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. I love that name. He should adopt it. And just King Charles or King Chuck for short. But as I think a lot of you know, and I've mentioned this in the past, I lived in England as a kid in the early 70s. And I have sort of the ability to understand the British viewpoint on this, because I think a lot of Americans don't get it. And I get that you don't get it. It doesn't make a lot of sense when you're like, why all the pomp and circumstance around the monarchy? Don't they just kind of bleed taxpayer dollars? Yeah, that's kind of a skeptical way to look at it, but you're spot on. Yes, it's very expensive to fund that lifestyle for many, many dozens and hundreds in the royal family spread around those British Isles. And just to fund Buckingham Palace is very expensive. but the British wouldn't have it any other way. Somebody asked me today, when do you think, is like the young people, when do you think they'll say enough is enough? We've got a lot of issues right now. We could use money. Can we just stop that? And I said, you know what? Maybe in 100 years, maybe never, but not now, not in my lifetime. You just have to understand that's in their DNA. That's who the British are. It sets them apart. They're very proud of it. We as Americans don't quite get it, but that is in their DNA as Brits, especially as the English. When we lived there in the early 70s, my parents actually had tea with the Queen Mother. So not Queen Elizabeth herself, but when her mom was alive. And that's what she did. She would have tea with selected groups. So I don't know how my mom and dad were able to snag that. I should probably ask them, how did you ever have afternoon tea with the Queen Mother? They actually went to Buckingham Palace, got inside, and had tea with the Queen Mother. Now, when I had some time this evening to kind of read up on a little bit of the comments that were going on about the Queen and things like that. And so I actually found an interview with some kids that were talking about the Queen and what they thought. But one of them sort of went off on a little bit of a tangent and started talking about his dad's birthday. So I recorded it here. Let me find it. Pull this up. Go over here. Bear with me just a second. Okay, we'll turn it up, and hopefully that you can all hear this. But this is a kid, has nothing to do with the king or the queen or anything that happened today. But I just thought it was really cute because I love these little British accents. So here you go. Okay, of course it wasn't going to come up. Bear with me here, folks. Okay, here we go.
We sat down at the table and Dad opened the present, and it was a blue turtleneck, and it was size 14. And Mom was about to give me a size 38, but Dad says that you're lucky that you didn't buy 38 because mine would be too small, and it fits just perfect. You tried it on, it looks good.
So the kid was just talking about buying a gift and a sweater for his dad. Now, okay, I'm tricking you. It wasn't that cute. Folks, that was me. That was 50 years ago. That was Dave Simons at age 10. Was I a cute little British kid or what? Yes, I had an English accent. I went over there as an American with obviously my St. Louis accent. And it doesn't, when you're that age, any, I don't know, was it a brain psychologist or your physiologist or a doctor, whoever studies that, will tell you that the mapping of your brain, once you get above a certain age, even if you live the rest of your life, you will always have an accent that mimics your home native country. That's why someone who you could talk to here in St. Louis, who let's say has a German accent and he's 75, and you're like, oh, when did you come to the U.S.? A few years ago? No, when I was 18. You're like, and you still have a little bit of a German accent? Yes. They'll tell you that the age difference starts at about 14 or 15, and certainly 18 and beyond. By then, the mapping of your brain, it kind of gets into your hard drive a little bit. Well, I was 10 years old when I first moved over there, and I was 11 when I came back. And what you're hearing there is actually talking about my dad's birthday, getting him a turtleneck sweater. So I don't know. Thanks for indulging me. I just think it's awesome. And the backstory to this is that I remembered recording these tapes. Those tapes were actually mailed to my grandparents who lived in Kansas City at the time. And so I was telling my grandparents about what we got from my dad, this turtleneck. I sort of remembered those tapes years later, and I asked my mom about it. Now, my parents got divorced in 1977 or 8. Not too long after we came back from England. I was like 14 or 15 years old. And so somebody got the tapes. I don't know who got them. Nobody really remembered. And I forgot about them. Absolutely forgot about these audio cassette tapes. Maybe they were with my grandparents who passed away 20 years ago or so. But my mom was going through some stuff recently. And she texted me and said, I found the audio cassette tapes from England. What? But then I thought, wait a minute. They were recorded probably on some cheap audio cassette tapes. They're 50 years old. The chance that there's even going to be any listenable audio is next to nothing. But you heard them. They're not perfect, of course. Now, I didn't have a machine to play because guess what? You can't go out and buy stuff that plays audio cassette tapes. So I put out an email at the office. Does anyone have an old boombox or something with a cassette tape player? Yes, I do. Great. So there are 17 one-hour tapes. I spent weeks actually going through all 17 and writing them down. And it was a blast. You learn stuff about your family and your parents. You're like, holy cow. My mom and dad just talked about something about my brother that I never knew existed. I haven't told my parents yet or my brother. And I have a sister, too. I know some stuff about you guys that were revealed about our parents 50 years ago. Anyway, I digress. Folks, it is right now exactly 9:16 in St. Louis. When we come back, let's circle back, shall we, to some of the financial stuff. I think this is important. I think a lot of you care about this. You're worried about where we are going. So I want to give you a couple of more little tidbits and nuggets of information. Thanks for joining us tonight. You are listening to At Your Service. My name is Dave Simons, and we'll be...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.